Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you had an absolutely fantastic weekend. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 11th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two. And our goal, incredibly simple, remains the same, steady as a rock. That is, indeed, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. We call it the Blueprint for Liberty. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but no doubt we need a restoration. A restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and it takes a lot of hard work from me and you. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast. Lowell Nelson was our guest. CampaignForLiberty.org. We talked about Oregon, obviously. We talked about the Oregon, they claim, occupation leader. I don't look at it that way. But the Oregon, Citizens for Constitutional Freedom organization, they reject the sheriff's bid. They say to end the standoff. I would say to, leave, right? To leave the state. He offered the peaceful passage, but they should get that anyway. The debate is on how many laws they've broken. Many say they haven't broken any laws, but they say they won't leave because, you know what? There's no redress of grievance. That's the problem. On Thursday, Ward met with Bundy and conveyed the wishes of local citizens. See, that the mainstream press manipulates that. It depends on who you define the local citizens. Is that the people in town that all have government jobs, or are you talking about the ranchers, huh? See, Ammon would say the citizens want them to stay. The sheriff would say citizens want them to believe or to leave. Who do you believe? Bunny declined, but he's agreeing to meet with the sheriff from time to time and get this kind of aired out. I'm fearful, though, while children are walking through the refuge and people are learning about it, and it's kind of an open-door policy, come and go as you please, learn about it, it's peaceful, it's cleaner than it ever was, say locals, etc. For some strange reason, the sheriff's all, like, barricaded in. Government schools 30 miles plus away are shut down. It's like, who's gearing up and creating an agitation, huh? All right, we talked about Ryan Payne and Blaine Cooper. I'm concerned about those guys. I'm not so sure that they're as true blue as Hammond hopes them to be. Brian Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha. Turns out he's not really who he says he was. We thought he was a great security guy with all kinds of military experience, etc. It's not true. He's the personal bodyguard of Ammon and others, but now I guess he's with Cliven at the ranch in Nevada. But Cavalier, I guess he manipulated his background to appear more credible. According to police records, Mr. Cavalier, he's been arrested several times for DUI, and they call it extreme DUI. So there you go. The question was, last week, did Buddha and did Captain O leave the refuge? Buddha did leave and go with Cliven. Captain O, or Mr. O'Shaughnessy, or whatever his name is, he never went into the refuge. So there's some kind of clarification on that. Sometimes details are fuzzy. We bring them to you as we get them. We talked about the U.S. Injustice Department created a mess in Oregon, says Ron Paul. We talked about a real serious problem with federal overreach. We talked about the Senate is auditing the Fed. Hopefully they'll get that done. Congress passed a $1.4 trillion spending bill. We talked about that as well. There's a ton of other news we talked about. We talked about Trump says Cruz's Canadian birth could create a very precarious position for the GOP. Yeah, the Democrats might sue the socks off the GOP over that illegality of Cruz's stance there. All right, born in the USA, McCain says this is worth looking into. McCain backs Trump, in other words. Phyllis Schlafly says rape jihad shows that Germany is no longer German. The massive immigration is changing the face of the country. We also talked about a German carpenter. I guess he created what's called an on-off switch for sperm. I guess another birth control method. I'm just kind of believing that God said multiply and replenish the earth, and Well, hey, I'm all comfortable with that. And that has not been rescinded, and there you go. Most Americans are one paycheck away from the street. We talked about that. Texas woman carries daughter's baby. So she gave birth to her own grandchild. I appreciate that people want children. That's wonderful. I'm more for the adoptions than I am for... Anyway, this stuff gets kind of strange fast. Once a month, mom says, my six-year-old son takes me on a date. Pretty cool story. He's learning how to be a chivalrous male. Wow, I don't know if you're allowed to do that in America these days, but it was pretty cool anyway. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. News the network refused to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, we're talking about The Voice of Idaho. TVOI. Ooh. TVOINews.com, the website. I'm going to say it again. This is one of the places you really want to watch for real, honest, fair updates from what's going on in Oregon, okay? Michael Emery is our guest. He's also the, what do you call it? He's the cameraman, is I guess the way they say it. He's also the owner of TVOI, The Voice of Idaho. TVOINews.com. Michael Emery, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Well, I want to thank you all for having me on, and y'all are doing a great job.
Well, thank you, sir. First off, give me an update on who you are, Michael. What's your day job, or is this your job? Tell me about TVOI. Give me kind of how you backed into this in the media and became a cameraman, et cetera. What's your background, and tell us who Michael is.
Okay, well, just a simple man that boiled into Boise, Idaho in 2002.
From where?
Well, I came in, I was working undercover in Nashville, Tennessee, and kind of, it's a long story, but ended up in Boise and found out the government is just full of criminals, you know, and
heard that, sir.
That's another story in itself. Basically, I started TVOI News after the Bundy Ranch out of desperation, trying to talk to the Patriots, not the disconnection. There wasn't a Pacific Northwest Patriot group or anything else. And I realized there has to be a fair and balanced news agency. The real secret to our country's success was like the committee of correspondents that our founding fathers set up, the Paul Revere's. So through a little bit of field intelligence I know, I went ahead and set up a news agency and challenged all of the news agencies. And it started becoming more and more effective. We're mom and pops. We don't make a dime doing what we're doing. We have 21-some-odd writers, dedicated people, researchers, former naval intelligence and NSA, and all of the gambit. I'm also a foreign weapons specialist that have had kind of an ambassadorship working with law enforcement and other people and just regular citizens because everybody loves their firearms. So through that, I started working slowly with different people like Brandon Curtis that owns that is the founder and the president of the 3% and other things, trying to help them give
guidance. Just so everybody knows, this is a national show, Michael. So that when you say 3%ers, that's 3%ers of Idaho. Brandon Curtis was on the broadcast with us last week, a delightful gentleman doing a fantastic job. But that is 3%ers of Idaho that Brandon Curtis is with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And not only them, I helped Stuart Rhodes set up Oath Keepers when it first started out, and we did a test bed in Boise, Idaho to see what would work, what wouldn't. And the main mission was to talk to police officers, open up a door of conversation, and to humanize each other to realize that we're all on the same plate. Unfortunately, it's kind of lost its way, and I'm kind of saddened at the turn of their leadership right now, and I hope it changes. So basically, it's communication, and that's what I recognize. I'm a soldier, basically, that loves this nation and knows that communication is everything. And the Trojan horse of the internet is the way we're going to get our nation back.
All right. So you are a veteran as well, right, Michael?
Yeah, I was in the Navy on a torpedo weapons retriever. Then I did a small stint in the U.S. Army and got borrowed out and started contracting and contracted till 95. And still off and on did that. And I don't know, a lot of people don't understand what a contractor is. They're just men and women, well, maybe they do, but in my capacity, I did advisory and built special weapons for whomever, So that's what I've.
Part of the problem is we've heard of Blackwater and several other things. So to us, a military contractor received kind of a bad name. That's not always the way it is, but that's kind of what my listeners understand.
Yes, but the contractors can also be contracted for law enforcement, things of that nature. I've always held to the Constitution and to the oath I took. And,
all right, Michael Emery, stay right there, my friend. We got a quick break. We'll come right back.
Yeah.
We'll start drilling into a little bit more on your website and then breaking down what's happening out there in Oregon. We'll do it all in a methodical way. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, this guy's on the ground, and you'll get some interesting info. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Michael Emery is our guest. He's the founder. He's also the cameraman of The Voice of Idaho, TVOINews.com, the website. That's TVOINews.com. So tell us about your website a little bit, and then we'll get right into to the issue at hand with Oregon here. You've got podcasts, you've got live YouTube stream, and more. Catch us up. Is it mainly TV? Is it articles? It's all the above, right?
Well, yes, and we're just mom and pop struggling to do the best we can. And, you know, if we can do it, anybody can. Another mission we have is to try to help promote other people that have the dedication. And I tell you, it takes a 24-hour dedication to start their own news agencies. And we started one called the Voice of North Idaho with some people. We need to try to find somebody to fill those shoes right now. But it's about getting the real information out, not the spin, not Republican, not Democrat. How about the truth? You know, fair, just real fair and balanced. And that's my mission and my goal, and that's what I strive to do. So also, I'm an embedded reporter with the 3% because I've worked directly with them for a while. My instincts were correct that they was the right direction, and so I've done everything I can to help all the different things that they've done, like protest, exposing certain things, and it's been very successful. And now we're sitting here with the situation at hand, and seeing the other news agencies spin it around, I'm calling them out and challenging them. And this is something that's a case of precedence that we have right now that has no example. And people are kind of confused because they don't understand our history, how our nation was developed, and the school systems have not taught the most basic key ingredients of how this nation was won from the English crown and the English courts more than anything. So that's kind of a basic drop of what's going on here.
All right, one quick note. He's got a bunch of columnists, and so it's text. They've got a lot of writers. They do a lot of video stuff.
Yes.
Michael, quite seasoned. Starting a news service, folks, not only is it a 24/7 event, you become the chief bottle washer and chief cameraman all at the same time. It's kind of like running radio that we tell you about, folks. But one of the things interesting is it's not inexpensive either, Michael.
No, it's not. And you know, we, if people knew how we did this, we funded this by selling off my firearms and puppies, dachshund puppies, and struggling every month wondering if there's any money coming in. We haven't had much donations, but we have, thankfully, is there's a few people out there that has helped to keep us alive. I'm forever indebted. And this is so necessary. And after a year and a half of struggle, we're starting to see success. People have listened to me and others to use our wisdom as guidance. And I love it when they challenge our wisdom through conversation. I don't want to be right all the time. I just have learned some things that may be unique that I'd like to pass on. Vicki Davis and Jeff Wright and all these other people that are writers don't get paid. It's just a full-on volunteer group that everyone needs to sit back and thank, because without them, we would not be getting our nation back right now. And
all right.
We are getting our nation back.
There's a headline on your website that I really think is apropos. A lot of people are splitting the Patriot movement about, man, Ammon shouldn't have went in. I'm one that does not believe he should have taken this action. Many people believe he should not have taken this action. However, he did, and we're past that. We do agree with Ammon Bundy ideologically. He's right on the issues. He's right on the problems. The government belligerence, some people call it overreach, but I think that's way too soft. The government criminal element that does not obey the law is out of control. However, you know what? We don't want Ammon's situation to turn into a Waco or anything like it. And you got a brilliant headline on your website that I want to kind of talk about here. It says this: stop it. Let there be no massacre at Malfeur. In other words, hey, we can't have this go wrong. And that's really why the 3%ers are there, and that's why you're there, right?
Yes, sir. And it's even more extensive than that. You know, I've been involved with this from the start, helping get people to the rally where Stuart Rhodes and other people were just slamming it, saying, don't go, don't go. And it was about the case of precedence of the Hammond case, more than even the Hammonds themselves. And so once we landed and we seen what was going on after this long train of abuse, and I got to tell you that all the news reports you hear about the people here, even in the town that aren't it before, I watched the 3%ers stand outside the Pacific Northwest Patriots, the men standing having a cigarette after eating, and the store owner next door comes out and with tears in his eyes thanks them and asks them, please don't leave. We need you. Everywhere I go, I hear the same thing. The outpouring of consensus is almost universal here. The few people that are out to say no are the ones that are maybe invested in some of the internal crimes in this area. This is the people are begging for help. The ranchers are coming out in droves. The realtors is the sheriff's department and the state police with a compound out there with lights on and at night and scaring everyone and shutting the schools down. This town right now is prospering like they've never prospered since 1980 when they had the most profitable county.
It used to be in the most wealthy, or I should say this, the wealthiest county in the country. Now it's the poorest county in the country due to the abuse that the federal government criminal elements have stirred up in this area. Now, here's what's interesting. While you got the sheriff virtually barricaded, you have a video of him basically having kind of a barricade around his sheriff's office, right?
Yes, sir. And I've hadn't had our news agency's been attacked. You want to talk about censorship? Since I started this path here on this operation, once I got, I'd say, at least half of the people that came here for the rally, you know, through social media, and my wife, Becky, is the star of the show. She's a master on Facebook to connect people. We immediately stopped being able to share things. I couldn't upload videos no matter how hard I tried. I've got some fantastic interviews I can't even get out. Every single type of harassment you could possibly imagine has been bestowed upon my news agency. My phone will not take pictures. It takes blank pictures. Drop calls. You name it. If it could break, it's broke. But we've got the news out anyways. And this situation is totally different than most people understand. And this is the first phase of getting our nation back in a proper order. There is a sitting judge on his way. I can't.
All right, we'll get to the sitting judge in a second. But really quick,
yeah.
I want to make this very clear so people understand. Do you agree with the action Ammon and crew took?
I know Ammon personally, and I got along this path because he was talking about this possibly being done, but in a different way, in a different time, which may have been agreeable to the people there. And when he did that, I thought, oh, that was just, oh, and it just threw everything off, because after that march, we were going to the fairgrounds, everybody to go there, with the proper role of safety at the safety committee and getting the people's grand jury built up on a case to the legal system, which is a threat to the society here, and to remove that court system and reinstitute a new court system that has one rule, and it's called harmful intent to another, and to expose that. And I thought, my gosh, it's like a psyops. But even if it was a psyops, I can tell you right now, it couldn't have been a more perfect thing to do. Even if it seems wrong and everything, I guess God loves fools and babies.
All right. So the bottom line, though, is I stand against the action. To me, it's a matter of a moral principle. However, you know what? He already took the action. I know Ammon personally. I respect him personally. I will do everything that I can to have the truth come out of this event, so people know what's really happening. They can make up their own minds. This is America, not China. I don't need to think for you. We're here to tell the story, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Emery, the voice of Idaho on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Emery live from Burns, Idaho, Burns, Oregon. Michael Emery, Burns, Oregon, live. The Voice of Idaho is his website, tvoinews.com. So, Michael, the reason I spend so much time on that I don't support the action, some people do, some people don't, is because right now I believe that the mainstream press's real goal is to divide us all. Okay, if you're not for his action, then you're supposed to be against him and everything else. And I think that's the lie we got to reject. I don't like the action he took. I don't agree with it. Okay. However, ideologically speaking, he's correct. The government's flat out of control. And now that he's already done it, we got to do our best to make sure it doesn't come out of Waco. We got to make sure we have true lines of communication for accuracy. And we got to tell America what's really happening right now. While the sheriff failed in his responsibility and ought to resign. He's now barricaded in his offices. Meanwhile, at the refuge, or whatever you want to call this thing, Ammon and those guys are coming and going freely. They're talking about land. They're working on solutions. You got ranchers visiting, children coming to the event. And it's a very peaceful, open, safe place. It's not armed to the teeth and crazy. We got to dispel that lie. So my point is we got to come together now and say, all right, what's done's done. How can we make the best of this? How can we hold government accountable? How can we free Ammon and crew? How can we get the Hammonds released from prison? Don't we got to all come together for that reality?
Yes, definitely. I think so. There is so much going on behind the scenes in every county across this United States. And I think that the transformation is that everybody knows, thanks to Putin, that criminal elements in our government fund, aid, and abet the very terrorists to say we fight. Well, that's through this long train of abuse. The authority that is behind the scenes in the corporate life of this government has ceased to have authority. And we have to regain our courts back one county at a time from the ground up. And this is one of the first steps in doing so. I firmly believe that God's hands is on this, humbly speaking. And this is so simple to do. All we have to do is reinstitute our own government, take the county purse, audit every single dime with full transparency, and reinvent our own courts properly. That's what we have to do. All these laws and all this stuff that everybody complains about can be removed with with a brush and a stroke, like, you know, it's impressive that.
Yeah, we used to have the Ten Commandments. Now we got the 10 million, huh?
Well, you know, it's just a bunch of people that just want to control us. And, you know, the way this country was founded, if you want to know how to get this nation back, look what our founding fathers did. All they did was find that the court was taking advantage of them and charging them for crimes they didn't commit. So they had to take it back. So first they had to provide a safety committee to protect the jurors. Then they had to have communication. So that was the Paul Revere going around informing everyone. And once they did all that and put it in open light, they removed those courts. And that's what we have to do. We have to remove these court systems that are empowered over our freedoms and rights, and use one law, harmful intent to another, is the basis of all court proceedings, and to have it in open transparency with the jury system. It's that simple, and that's what's going on right now, and that's what they're trying to stop, and they'll stop at nothing to do that. The reason there's a compound down here in the middle of the town isn't to protect citizens from the evil militia and all this, because it is more about the good old boys that have robbed their communities blind and are worried about losing what they have stolen. That's exactly what's happening. And the sheriff, he is being coddled to the back because of his naivety. And the attacks that he has had that threatened him early on, I can tell you right now, probably came from the good old boys that are worried about losing everything. It seems very apparent to me. And we're doing our best to break this. And we
will. Well, and my response to the sheriff is, if everybody's wreaking havoc like he's claiming, how come it's so peaceful 30 miles from town and it's so crazy in town? If that doesn't tell the tale, I don't know what does, right?
If you look at the downtown, it looks like they're ready for Fallujah. And if you looked at the FBI guys down there at the airport, you know, they're kind of laughing at what's going on in town. Really, the most criminality that you'll have is local criminality, and you do have federal overreach that's encouraged. So it's endorsed criminality is what it is. Selective enforcement, not prosecuting somebody that should be prosecuted. And all we have to do is use the power of the press, okay, and expose any crimes. Any investigative arm must, if there's crime being exposed, investigate it, and we'll get our nation back. That's as simple as it is.
But I give presentations, Michael, all over the country called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. Obviously, obviously you get it, too. Let me ask you this. There's so many confusing tales coming out of the mainstream press. I want to correct some of them. Since you're on the ground, we can do that. While the sheriff's barricaded in and the FBI's at the airport laughing and they got government schools closed, are the schools going to be open this week, or are they still that paranoid?
They're opening them up Monday.
Today?
Well, today, yes. They're opening up today, yes.
So the schools are back open. That's not a good thing because I'm against government school, but you know what I'm saying. All right, so you got Ammon Bundy, and the Three Percenters came. The Pacific Patriot Network came, and they don't really agree with the action either. They put together a press release, but they do agree that we need to make sure that there's safety on both sides here. And so they came and said, hey, we're going to bridge the gap. We're going to politely dig in. We're going to keep an eye on everybody. We're going to make sure this all goes down smooth and peaceful. Ammon welcomed that, and now the mainstream press is suggesting that Ammon sent them home and they're gone, and they're lying. They're there. They're peaceful. They're working together, and solutions are active right now, right?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? The 3%ers rolled in, went down into the preserve area to talk with him, to meet and greet, and then they drove back out after the meeting. There was a fool that was out there, didn't know what was going on, and thought, oh, the 3%ers are here, oh, yay. And then when they left, he's like, what's going on? Where are you going? And they were in a convoy caravan, and he didn't understand anything. And so the media and the press jumped on that, not getting the information, and time again, I'm constantly correcting them, and it's insanity. That why they even reported that, anything that they could find, and that's all they could find, somebody misspeaking, not understanding, that's what it was. You know,
one rule here, and this relies to the courts, this also is in the action of the 3%ers. One rule, prevent harmful intent. They went and met with both sides, peacefully delivered documents for solutions, and the FBI, when they rolled up, freaked, but they worked through that, and What? They opened the door for communications, didn't they?
Well, that's what it is a sheepdog to sheepdog. A lot of the members of the 3% of the Pacific Northwest Patriot are former and some current law enforcement in some respects. The sheepdogs behind the scene, just like you and I, look at their children and say, we have no future. It's come to a time that the Internet is a Trojan horse that has given the knowledge to everybody to take with their free will to make an informed decision. This is a situation that if it does become a harsh reality, I guarantee you the first shots will be amongst the police lines. Okay, folks don't understand that those are men and women that care about this nation too, and many of them are just going along to get along because that's the only thing they can do. But many of them are in support of what's going on, as well as some of those FBI agents. Last Wednesday, the local state wanted to roll in and take that compound, but they were advised not to by federal authorities, actually. And I can't confirm that fully, but the sources I have are saying this. We've exhibited responsibility. We may be having a cookout to bring some of those guys on those police lines out there in downtown some good sausages and stuff this coming Tuesday or Wednesday.
Do a big old ripping breakfast. I mean, that kind of terrorism, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's just it's just a showboat scene, and I got to say, we have a lot of faith with those men and women inside the machine, and they are just as disgusted with the criminality amongst their ranks as us citizens.
There's no doubt about it. All right. And I'm not defending the federal government in any way, but here's what's happened. The federal government has learned some of their lessons, hopefully, with Waco and with Ruby Ridge and things. With the Freeman back in the day in Montana, they kind of stood back and were a whole lot more patient, and there was a peaceful resolution. It doesn't look like the locals in the state got the memo, did they?
They didn't get the memo because the people in the state house and in any state are shuddering in their boots, because if we provide and restore our own court systems, there are 100 court cases that are going to arise that they don't want, because we can go in and...
Oh, yeah, many of those poor people are going to be tossed in the clink is what's going to happen. All right.
That's right.
All right, Michael, stay there. I know it seems like we got breaks after breaks. It's because it's riveting radio. That's why. Michael Emery with us, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Idaho, TVOINews.com. Stop it. Let there be no massacre at the refuge. Great article. One rule, prevent harmful intent. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Stop It, Let There Be No Massacre, at Malfeur, by Vicki Davis. She's a writer for Michael Emery and crew at The Voice of Idaho. We're talking about The Voice, in other words, TVOINews.com. It's an article there. Very good. One rule, prevent harmful intent. And that's why the Idaho group arrives, to secure the perimeter and to prevent a Waco-style situation. Now, I find myself walking a very fine line, Michael Emery, and I want to pick your brain on this. I disagree with Ammon's actions, but I support Ammon as a good, honest person, and we got to get them out of there safe. Their points about out-of-control government are correct. At the same time, you know, you got the sheriff barricaded like a nut, making the whole town look like Fallujah. While at the refuge, people are walking in with their children and people are like eating cookies and stuff and hanging out and having a good time and laughing, and children are there. On one hand, I don't mind children being there because it shows how peaceful we really are. Now, understand that those who went in did not bring children with them. So they're not putting children in harm's way. Don't misunderstand me. But the ranchers and the people that are coming to visit bring children. Now, I think it's fine to have children there because I know Ammon and crew are peaceful, and that just demonstrates that reality. However, I don't trust our government at all. And so Stuart Rhodes and others are saying, hey, get children out of there. It's not safe. And I have to agree with that, because what's happening is Vicki Weaver at Ruby Ridge was shot and murdered by Lon Horiuchi, the sniper. She had a baby in her arms, and she was unarmed, and they still didn't care. So, on one hand, I take these threats a little more seriously than others, because how could you ever be a sniper like Lon Horiuchi, hired up by the government as a government gun, and murder a woman with a baby in her arms? She didn't have any arms or anything. She wasn't even armed. She just had a baby, and they murdered her in cold blood. And so, it's very scary, and I find myself having a hard time walking this line. I get what Ammon's doing. I get that children should be there. It should be a peaceful. But man, you can't trust this thing by government. Michael, what do you think on this? I don't think there should be children there because I don't trust the government.
Well, it's most people don't understand what's happening. There isn't a rancher out here that hasn't visited. There isn't a rancher that's free grazing their cattle and watching them without a cell phone, watching live stream by other news agencies. I got to give a shout out to Pete Santilli for actually doing that. Whether they agree with it or not, they're watching it live stream. That's what I hope to be able to do.
Well, and again, reporting the truth live is what we need.
That's right. So there is outbound, inbound. If they tried to do anything like that, there would be a huge storm, and they would be fleshed out so quickly. They know the intelligence. The people in that area are more free and more safe than any place in the United States. And the assets are embedded inside the camps of those police agencies. They are making sure the line is towed. They cannot do anything out of the ordinary like Waco or you. That's why I say, guarantee you this, if they try to do any harmful intent to the community, you will see a rebellion amongst the law enforcement agencies, including the federal officers, like you have never seen before. This is a case of precedence because of the information you put out, the information we put out on the Voice of Idaho. It has We have won the information war. And the decompartmentalization of the men and women behind the machine are immense. Look at Dan Bongino that's come out, former Secret Service agent, being an ambassador and bravely coming out. And men that are warriors, like what's inside the machine, look at this and have heart while they bounce their babies on their knees. I can guarantee you that the government has lost their little battle, the criminals within, and it's time to clean this nation. This is a case of precedence that has no example.
You're right about that. It is a case of precedence that has no example, that's for sure. I will say, though, this: history repeats itself, and the government has cracked down hard and been the violent aggressor too many times to ignore, though. So I don't disagree. I'm just saying we need to have a little bit of a word of caution. I don't go as far as Stuart Rhodes and others, though, where I run around and say, don't go there, it's the end of the world kind of stuff. We need to go there. We need to help. But I'm more for the right people going for the right reasons, not everybody just going there.
Well, that's one of the reasons 3%ers here in the Pacific Northwest Patriot. There has been groups that we push out. We scale them through. The law enforcement that are good guys are trusting us to do what we need to do. They're driving by high-fiving us, throwing their thumbs out. They stopped here at the hotel and sat and shot the breeze and stuff and actually in quiet reverence said, thanks a lot. Hey, there's not – just be, keep doing what you're doing.
You kind of wonder about the sheriff. Why is he digging in so hard against him? Why doesn't he come to the table and provide some leadership?
I think the sheriff is just more of a simpleton that's buying the bull that's been delivered to him, and he's starting to wake up and doesn't know what to do. The community is about ready to come out and give him a chance that they support him. But he's going to have to either come across those barricades, turn around and say, remove these barricades, and let's get back to our prosperity and our community, or that he is for the criminals that are worried about the court case to come. That is what's coming, and you guys can bank on that because I'm right here in the middle of it all.
I tried to talk with the sheriff when I was on the ground there for the peaceful rally, and he refused to talk to us. He's very difficult. He won't cooperate. I believe we're at this critical crux because of his inaction in the first place.
That's exactly right. And he has a very narrow window of chance to continue to have his position because the people have spoken. The ranchers are all gathering the resources. And there's a possibility you're going to see 100 horsemen come up to that barricade very soon. Okay.
All right, David Ward, it's time to peacefully come to the table, buddy. Come out. Let's eat lunch. Let's talk. Let's get this thing figured out and quit burying your head in the sand about what's really happening and who's here because it isn't doing you any good. It's just making you look foolish, and it's time to come clean and get it done. And if you can't handle the heat, my friend, then resign and let somebody else take the leadership that needs to be had here. What about getting the Hammonds free? How close are we on that? That's a key component for everybody's sake, right?
Yes, and what's happening is there are certain legal arms, sitting judges coming, and a few other elements that are coming to the aid of this community. And this is a situation where they will have to release them. And there's other counties right now that do have brave sheriffs that are watching this. And this is something people don't understand. This is one county of many in Oregon, and the positive effect from many sheriffs around the state is so heartening. And they are watching and in support of the people of Harney County. This sheriff needs to wake up and smell the roses because pretty soon the people that he's supposed to protect will be standing in judgment, looking at him and saying, "We have no harmful intent. But it seems you do. Sheriff, make a decision now, or we know where you stand." This is coming rapidly. So stay tuned.
And they may end up doing a sheriff's recall over it, huh?
Well, they don't have to do a sheriff's recall. You're talking about their court. Their court has been removed and being reinstituted as we speak with a common law court. And there's no way they can stop it. This situation, there's a lot going on in the background that people don't understand. And the reason families are going in and out of there isn't a rancher that hasn't been down there, is because there is such a layer of security by the very people in the surrounding areas. They don't dare do that because if they do, the entire Pacific Northwest Patriots of every single county, all up and down throughout this region, will rise. they know that they're sitting at the last gasp of a long train of abuse. This situation is far more delicate and far more positive than anybody can imagine.
It's surprising how quiet the governor is and the legislative bodies are from the state on to the federal. There was one guy that was from Oregon that spoke out on the, I think it was the House or the Senate floor, I can't remember which one. He spoke out quite boldly, did a pretty good job. But other than that, everybody's been strangely silent, haven't they?
Well, it's because the only way you can get in those high positions is if they got blackmail on you. All these people, the reason they're able to attain a lot of their powers is because they've done some naughty things. And they've got their buddies to protect and the insider training and all of these other things. All this is going away. And I have to say that the reason it's going away is because of the Internet and the transfer of information. And it's hard for people to believe, like a Stockholm syndrome, that we can succeed. But you know what? Looking at what's going on and knowing what I know on the ground floor, there's so many things I can't say right now that I can say. Watch out. Look out. This is the start of the re-restoration of our laws, this nation of laws. And no more arguing about Jeffrey Dahmer that's sitting on his own court case ruling. This is over here. I don't know how much more I can stress this, but keep an open eye on this situation.
We shall, my friend. And Michael Emery is going to be coming back and back and back and keeping us up to date on this. He's on the ground. He needs your support. He doesn't like to say that. It's embarrassing for all of us to beg for money, but we do need your help. The Voice of Idaho, TVOI.com. No, TVOI News, sorry. TVOINews.com. Michael Emery, my friend, the hour's over, but we appreciate you, and we will have you back. Keep on the ground. Keep everything safe, and we'll regroup here soon.
Godspeed to everyone.
There he goes, Michael Emery, in my humble opinion, doing a great job. We've got lines of communication inside. We've got Michael Emery and Pete Santilli and others outside. Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio making an incredible difference. The difference in the game this time, my fellow Americans, is we have the new media taking center stage. And we may not make the rules yet, but you know what? They're forced to change their narrative based on what we report or they get left behind. How do you like them apples, huh? All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people can and will restore the republic. Will you help us? This nation shall endure.